Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2022 Home Education Conference held in Morristown, Tennessee.
So like she said, I am Jen Altman from Maryland, and this is Time Management. All right, so I want everyone to get out their pens and their notebooks because I'm going to tell you the secret to time management. Okay, so I'm going to give you a second, get your stuff out, get ready. Just kidding, there's not just one secret to time management. Wouldn't that be great if I could just tell you in one thing and it would solve all your time management problems, right? But that's not going to happen. So we all have the same 24 hours in a day. But we all choose to use those hours differently. Some people accomplish more things than other people. Why is that, do you think? Okay, work first, play later. All right, what are some other reasons? They skip sleep, they don't get any sleep. Okay, well that's not a healthy reason, but that could be the reason. Okay, they don't get time, let time be sucked away from them. They control the time, okay? Okay, yeah, controlling addictions or completely eliminating addictions, that'd be really nice, right? We all have something we're addicted to. Okay, yeah, so I want you guys to imagine here for a minute, okay, that you have 3 days to do whatever you want, okay? No obligations, no restrictions, you can do whatever you want. What would you do? You'd get bored, okay? Yeah, what would you do? Going to Disney, okay? Buy as many things as possible. Well, I didn't say you'd have unlimited money, so that might not work, but go to Spain. Okay, you're right. I did say no obligations, so maybe, yeah. Steal a rocket and go to space. Wow, you guys have a lot of really high sleep. Read. Relax on a beach. Yes, I would love that too. Play video. I was expecting a lot more of those kind of answers. Play video games, right? Play video games, watch TV. I'm not going to lie. I would probably watch a lot of TV, sleep, and read, possibly, depending on if my brain was up for it. Okay? Some days I just feel like I can't read in my spare time because my brain is tired. So what types of things affect the decisions that you make for how you use your time? What types of, your mom makes your decisions, okay. Emotions, yeah, I agree, definitely. Expectations, yes. Enjoyment, yeah, okay, definitely. Fatigue, all right, so there's lots of different things that affect our decisions on how we use our time. Okay, so we're gonna talk today about the 4 A's of time management. Okay, so it's 4 words, start with A. Awareness, arrangement, adaptation, and application. Okay, yes, I'm gonna say it again. Awareness, arrangement, adaptation, or you could just write adapt for short, and application or apply. Okay? And I'm going to say them again as we go on. Okay, so the first one is awareness. Okay, for greater time management skills, we need to figure out where to focus. Okay, we need to be aware of when our most productive time of day is. Okay, so think about that. When do you get the most things done? And when are you most productive?
Morning.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely more productive in the morning. As soon as I have to get myself up, but once I'm up, I get a lot more done in the morning. Afternoon is your more productive time of day, okay? At nighttime. Yeah, some night owls, right? I know there's people sometimes insomniacs get a whole lot of stuff done instead of sleeping, right? So you want to be aware of that, when your most productive time of the day is, okay? So the time that you accomplish the most is your peak performance time. Okay, so you're going to keep that in mind when you are arranging your schedules. When do you get the most stuff done? And like I said, I definitely get way more done in the morning. By the afternoon, I am exhausted. And if it's not something I absolutely have to do, I would rather just go in my room and do nothing because I'm just tired. I actually teach online in the afternoons, and I like drag my feet to get there to teach. Once I'm there, I can get it done, and I do fine. But if it's my day off, by afternoon, I'm done. Okay, schoolwork has to be done by lunch because I'm burnt out and cannot do any schoolwork in the afternoon with my kids. All right, the next one you want to be aware of is the future outcome of the time you are spending. Okay, how is what you are doing now going to impact you even next week, the next day, the next week, or sometime in the future, right? If it has little to no impact, it's not necessarily something you have to do, right? So how is it going to impact you? If you are spending more time on something than you thought you were going to spend on it, you need to take a step back, reevaluate the importance of that task. Okay? If something is taking longer than you expected, is it something that is worth you spending that amount of time on? Again, how is it going to impact your future? Is it something that you need to spend that time on? Okay? Sorry, guys, schoolwork is something that is definitely going to impact your future, right? So this is something you are going to spend time on. Okay, so Neil A. Maxwell said, how we spend our time is at least as good a measure of us as how we spend our money. An inventory of how we spend our disposable time will tell us where our treasure is. Which brings us to being aware of how we spend our time, right? What are we spending our time on? Time is equivalent to money. It's actually greater worth than money, okay? Jim Rohn, who is an American entrepreneur, said, time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you cannot get more time. Okay, so how do we make sure that we are spending money properly? Budget, yes. So yes, we wanna budget our time. Budget our time like money. Okay, we're gonna have two categories, the things that we must do and then the things that we want to do. Okay, so we need to be aware of the difference of those things. Be aware of the time you take versus the time you thought. That's where I kinda got ahead of myself there. Okay, so do you often underestimate the amount of time you think it will take to do things? Okay, you need to be aware that it's something that you do, so you can make a note of that and extend, right? Allow yourself a little more time grace there, okay? If you think, oh, this is only gonna take a little bit, and you constantly find yourself taking longer to do these tasks than you anticipated, again, you're gonna evaluate how it affects your future, but then also keep in mind to give yourself more time to do those tasks in the future, okay? So we also need to be aware that in time management, the first step to greater time management is essentially greater self-management. Okay, so a lot of times we look at the time, these tasks that we need to do, but really it's not the time and the tasks that we are trying to control here, right? We need to control ourselves and how we spend that time. Okay, and Steve Covey's book, he said, it requires independent will, this is about self-management, the power to do something when you don't want to do it, to be a function of your values rather than a function of impulse or desire of any given moment. It's the power to act with integrity. So the difference between being successful at something or failing at something is the ability to do what the failures don't do, right? There's lots of things that we don't want to do. We probably tell those parents here, right? We tell our kids all the time, like, I know you don't want to do it, but some things you just got to do, right? Like, I know I say that to my kids a lot. I understand. I'm like, do you think I want to do the dishes? Do you think I want to do laundry? No, I have much other things I would rather do, but sometimes things just have to be done. And if we don't take note of the fact that whether I want to do this or not is irrelevant, Whether it needs to be done or not is what is relevant. And that is what we need to focus on. Okay? It doesn't matter if you like it or not. We need to realize the need of it to be done. Okay? And that is what leads to success. All right, so now we're moving on to that second A, which is arrangement. Okay? We need better self-management. We need to take control of our life. Okay? We need to structure our to-do list around our life. Okay? Life comes first. Our to-do list is to be built around our life. Okay, so I have two questions for you, and I want you guys to write your answers down because we're going to come back to these questions a couple times. The first question is, what one thing could you do that you aren't doing now that if you did on a regular basis would make a tremendous positive difference in your personal life? Okay, so what is one thing that you're not doing now that if you did, you think it would improve whatever in your life, right? A positive difference of some sort. It could be getting more sleep, it could be exercising, it could be eating better, it could be folding your laundry as soon as it comes out of the dryer, it could be getting your schoolwork done first before your mom tells you 10 times, right? Okay, the second question is, what one thing in your homeschool or professional life, okay, if anyone's working, would bring you similar results? Okay, so what positive thing could you do in your homeschool or professional life that would bring positive results? So keep those things in mind because we're going to come back to those. Okay, firstly, we need to prioritize, right, the activities and obligations that we have. Okay, we all have lots of things that we need to do. But like Dallin H. Oaks said, the number of good things we can do far exceeds the time available to accomplish them. Some things are better than good. And these are the things that should command priority attention in our lives. You guys might remember his good, better, best talk. Okay, so that's where that came from. So we need to think about those things. Again, we're thinking about the time that we use, right? How it impacts our future. Okay, the things that we need to do. How are those things going to impact our future? What things have more priority than others? Okay. But we're not just going to write a to-do list. Okay, on our to-do list that we are building around our life, we are going to prioritize good, better, best. The best things are what we're going to do first. Okay, and we're going to talk more about how that to-do list and prioritize works here in a little bit. We need to be able to distinguish between urgency and importance. Okay, urgent items require our immediate attention and action. Important items have greater significant long-term consequences. Tasks that are urgent and important, okay, so they have this, they affect our future significantly, right? And they are urgent. Those are the things we're going to do first, right? Those are the best things. Okay, but what is important to remember is that not all urgent things are important. Some things might seem like, oh, we have to get this done right now. This is urgent, but it's not always important. So there's that. Right? Thinking about how is the time I spend on this going to impact in the future? Okay, so we're going to look at this time management matrix I have here. Okay, so we have four parts here, right? We have urgent is in the left column. Not urgent is in the right column. The top column is important. The bottom column is not important. Okay, so you can see that urgent things can be important, but they can also be not important. So even though they seem urgent at the time and it feels like we need to spend our time accomplishing or solving, putting out these fires here, right? They're not actually important things. So how can we tell the difference between those? All right, so urgent matters are easily seen and recognized and usually get a quick reaction, okay? But things that are important but not urgent generally require greater initiative and being more proactive, okay? This stuff right here is easy. It's urgent, it's important. We usually take care of it right away because it needs to be done, right? Even down here, because it feels urgent, even though it's not important, we tend to take care of it right away. The stuff that falls over here is usually that stuff that gets pushed to the bottom of the to-do list, right? Because it's not urgent, but it's important. We still need to do it. And this is usually the stuff that gets neglected. This is the better, the best stuff here. So those are the things that we need to talk about. Okay, this stuff here, the important stuff that's not urgent, this is what gives us the most significant results. We all have some urgent stuff, right? But if we're not careful, the urgent stuff can consume us, right? Even the urgent stuff that's not important can consume us, okay? Our constant focus tends to be in these two quadrants, right? But then it begins to be kind of like a wave that is knocking us down again and again and again, and we get up exhausted because we're always in hyperactive mode, putting out all these fires that some of them don't necessarily need to be put out, at least not by us, and at least not right now, okay? People that live in these urgent quadrants tend to then jump over here to quadrant four to get relief, okay? And that is totally me, I'm not gonna lie. When I was doing this, I was like, whew, I learned something about myself, okay? I wouldn't say I'm always in urgent mode, but I do feel like I'm putting out fires. It drains my energy to the point that by afternoon, I'm in my bedroom, want to just watch a show, not use my brain, and not deal with anybody, right? Comes over here to these time wasters where you're just exhausted and you need to re-energize. And that I'm also an introvert, so that is how I re-energize, but I definitely am expending too much energy in these portions. Other people use a lot of their time, like I said, in quadrant three, but they think they're in quadrant one, right? They're busy, 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 doing all these things that are urgent, 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 but they're not really getting any distance or accomplishing anything because the things that they're spending their time doing have no real value on their tomorrow or their next week. Right? They're not important. Oh yeah, they're constantly in crisis mode, but it's not important, okay? If you spend most of your time in quadrant three and quadrant four, this is an irresponsible use of time, right? And I would say kids probably usually generally fall into these two right here, right? And some adults do too, okay? Because you're spending time, but you're not doing anything important. So box one is the urgent but important. Okay, these are your crises, your pressing problems, your deadline-driven projects, right? You have a paper that's due, okay, and you have to turn it in by a specific date. Not urgent but important is quadrant two, okay? This is your preventative maintenance, kind of, right? Your production capacity activities, things that are going to lead to bigger and better things. Building relationships is in quadrant two. Recognizing new opportunities, planning, and recreation can fall in number two. Things like exercise, right? We need to take care of ourselves and we need to make time for that as well because that is an important thing. Quadrant three is not important but urgent. These are interruptions. As moms, we know this, right? You're always getting interruptions, okay? Some phone calls, some mail, some reports, you know, can fall into this urgent but not important, okay? Proximate pressing matters. So these are things that are pressing, that are in your proximity, but they don't directly affect you or your family. So it doesn't really concern you, right? But you're feeling that pressure for whatever reason. Popular activities, Okay, so these could be, it could be overscheduling sports activities and things like that could fall into this quadrant, right? And then quadrant four, not important, but also not urgent, are the trivial matters, busy work, some mail and phone calls, time wasters, video games, TV shows, you know, things like that, and other activities that aren't important, right? So there's a distinction there. And you kind of have to decide which of your activities fall into where, right? Whether they're in three, two, or four. Okay, so our focus, we want our focus to be in quadrant two, right? These are the not urgent but important matters. And it's okay to have some in quadrant one because urgent things do happen. But what we want to avoid, and this is what I am often guilty of, is putting off the tasks of quadrant two until they become urgent. Right? And now they're in quadrant one and they have to be done like now and we waited till last minute. Okay? We want to avoid that. We want to get the stuff, have less stuff in the urgency and more stuff just in the important, right? Get it done because it's important, not wait till it's urgent. So quadrant two are the things we need to do but can't find the time because other urgent matters get in the way. Okay, so that's why we want to try to minimize the urgency and focus on just the important. So Peter Drucker, he's an Austrian-American management consultant, basically stated, this isn't a direct quote, but he said, effective people are not problem-minded, they're opportunity-minded. They feed opportunity, they starve problems. Okay, so think urgency is that problem area, right? We want to try to avoid getting into that. They think preventatively, okay? How can we stop this from becoming an urgent thing and getting it done before it gets to that? There are genuine crises and emergencies. I mean, like, you know, kids fall, they get hurt, we have to take them to the emergency room. I mean, that's, you know, exactly an emergency. There's other things. Oh, my daughter, one time I was supposed to teach classes one afternoon, and literally 45 minutes before my class starts, she jumped through our glass coffee table right at the beginning of COVID. And I was like, ah! And she, yes, luckily it wasn't anything too serious. But obviously, teaching my classes were important, but there was a more urgent matter, right? So I had to cancel my classes and take my daughter to get stitches. So urgent things happen, but we don't want to make things that don't need to be urgent. P and PC, so this is productivity and production capacity. Production of desired results is the P. These are the golden eggs, right? PC stands for production capability, which is the ability or asset that produces the golden eggs, right? So we want to focus, we're always thinking ahead, how this is affecting us in the future. We want to look at what is going to give us the best results, move us forward, right? We're looking at the best things. Best things are going to bring even better best things, okay, as we move forward. So that, if I say P and PC, that's what I'm talking about. So I want you to think about what you do daily. Okay, think about your daily routines, the things that you do, or additionally, what do you not do that you need to do? Okay, we all have those things, right? Like I said, those quadrant two often gets pushed down to the bottom of our to-do list. Okay, those are the things that we need to be doing. So what are those things in your life? Schoolwork, yeah, who waits the last minute to complete their schoolwork for the day? Yes. Chores, yeah.
Going to bed on time.
Going to bed on time.
Exercise,
yes. I think that's a big one lots of people are guilty of, including myself. Spending time with family, yeah.
Deadlines,
yeah, waiting till last minute to get stuff done. Yeah, so remember, building relationships is in quadrant two. And I thought that was so profound, you know, with us being homeschoolers too, because how many times have we heard right? That we need to focus on the relationship. And I'm guilty of this too, where you end up getting in arguments or something with your children because they're not doing the things that you think they should be doing. But relationship is the most important, right? And we tell ourselves that, but it's a lot harder to implement that. So relationships really is the foundation, right? Of building that relationship. All right, so now we're going back to the questions that I asked you. Remember, the one thing that you could do that you aren't doing now, that if you did on a regular basis, would make a tremendous positive difference in your personal life and also in your homeschool or professional life. Okay, look at the answers that you wrote. Where do they fit in on this matrix? My guess is they probably fit in on quadrant two, right? They're important, but they're not urgent. And I'm guessing their importance because otherwise you would not have written them down as something that would make a positive difference in your life, right? Obviously, something that makes a positive difference is important to do. But because it's not urgent, we're not doing it. Quadrant two activities make a tremendous positive difference in your life, right? So staying in quadrant two definitely is going to lead to greater effectiveness in your life by leaps and bounds, okay? If you want to know, I did these quadrants that I'm talking about here are from the book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. So if you want to learn more about that plus other aspects that he talks about, I mean, it's a big, thick book. I only touch on one chapter in this talk today. Okay, so the key is to not prioritize your schedule, but schedule your priorities, okay? So you want to schedule the time to make sure you get those important things done. Okay, I highly recommend using like a calendar app or at the online conference, there was a great class by Cassie about bullet journaling or something of that nature, but something that you can carry with you and have with you at all times. So you can easily write down due dates, appointments, right? Anything that comes up, you can write it down. You can label it and color code it, right? The good, better, best that I talked about. What are the things that absolutely have to be done? Make sure you make note of that in your schedule, okay? Also, schedule protected time, okay? Have time that is not touchable. Okay, this is what I have to do. I have my work time. That's when I work. I have my time that I sit down and have my one-on-one with my kids to do the school, right? And then I fill in the other things that I need to do around that and be really strict with that. Okay, so I know it can be difficult when you have doctor's appointments and all these other things. So personally, we do a 3-day school week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That gives me Monday to do things. Friday, most Fridays we have co-ops, but co-op only runs like 10 weeks. So in between, then we have days where there's no co-op, no school, and it also gives us that cool off period. Allow for flexibility, okay? If you make too rigid of a schedule, especially if you're underestimating the amount of time that you need to complete tasks, this is gonna lead to greater stress. Okay, I have anxiety, and when I'm I'm supposed to have this done and it's not done, right? It really stresses me out. So I make sure to, this year actually I changed my work schedule because I felt like I was a lot of times not getting the one-on-one time with my kids that I needed to get their schooling done. So I gave myself another hour before I have to go to work. So I have more time to not feel stressed and be able to get the things done that I need to do. Elder Uchtdorf said, the things that matter most will lead us to the savior of the world. Right, so focus, relationships, right? Scripture, family scripture time, right? Those are the things that we should really be focusing on, and those other things are gonna fall into place. And I know it's easier said than done. But the days I was thinking, Brother Clegg asked a question about the arguing with your kids and how that resulted. I couldn't think of a specific argument, but what I did think was I remember the days that I kind of just let my kids do their own things and I'm not riding their tail, those are the best homeschool days that we have. And I know it's easier said than done, but if I, they know what they need to get done, or they can do whatever plus, what they want, and those are our best days. Now, the ones where I'm like, we have to get this done and we only have this much time, those are the days that I'm stressed, they're stressed, right? It's not pleasant. So I've decided that even if all we get done that day is family scripture study, we had a successful day. I do use a lot of online curriculum, so it doesn't take a lot of one-on-one time for me, just because of my work schedule. But yeah, it's just made for a lot more pleasant. The kids are more independent. We can focus on building those relationships and building their testimonies, right? Focusing on the Savior. President Oak said, the first presidency has called on parents to devote their best efforts to the teaching and rearing of their children in gospel principles. However worthy and appropriate other demands or activities may be, they must not be permitted to displace the divinely appointed duties that only parents and families can adequately perform. So definitely focusing on those things that matter most. Okay, we're blessed with the ability to receive personal revelation, right? We can seek counsel from the Lord on how we can best use our time. Okay, so we've talked about prioritizing, we've talked about good, better, best. How do you decide what's good, better, best for you, right? Because it's going to be different for everybody. We can pray about it. We can go to the Lord. We can counsel as a family. We can counsel with the Lord. And He will direct us to where our time is best spent. But then we have to be sure to make the time to do those best things that the Lord has told us are best for us. Okay. The child and youth program, which she mentioned. Okay, we can use the child and youth program to set goals to better manage our time. Okay, don't be afraid to set half-size goals. Okay, if you're struggling to meet the goals that you've set, make a simpler version, right? Baby steps. Okay? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, okay? We don't have to just jump in and do everything, right? We can take baby steps. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass, right? So just do the little bit that you can and continually try to add to that, increase those goals. All right, the last one is adaptation. Okay, and this is where this young lady here kind of had talked about. We need to set aside a time. Okay, so again, schedule a time. I recommend Sundays. I've been accomplishing a lot on Sunday lately because we don't have church till 1:30. But it only takes maybe about 15 to 30 minutes to sit down. Look at your schedule for the week. Okay, instead of looking just day to day, if you look at the week, you can better prioritize things because you have a longer time frame. You can see what's more important and needs to be done first. And you know, when you have doctor's appointments, things like that, we are going to have to look at it across the whole schedule, right? Instead of taking it day by day. Yes?
One of the things that we found critical as I've got 4 teenagers and 2 are working and like a million other things going on, we use an hour for family council, and that's what we plan our entire week. Everyone sits down with their calendars, and they are responsible for telling me what they have put on their
calendar. I love that.
Because if they don't, then I'm not responsible for making it happen.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely involve your whole family. Make it a family council, right? What does everyone need to get done that week? I know my son's just started a job, my oldest one, and so that's something that we have to take in to consideration, right? How is he going to get to work? Who's taking him? What times do you have to be there? So it's not just my schedule that I have to know about. I need to know about everyone else's schedules too. So I just want to give one last quote here by Joseph B. Worthlin. These little things, which in reality become such big things, bring perspective to our lives as we learn to conquer them one by one in our effort to gain more and more strength. So I just want to remind you guys to remember those quadrant two things, right? Remember those things that are important that you should be doing that we put off because they're not urgent, okay? We want to definitely put out the fires in the important and urgent thing, but we really want our focus to be on quadrant two, those things that are important that are gonna make the biggest impact in our life, and set a time aside to schedule those things out that we need to get done. Don't neglect the quadrant two. Okay? Thank you very much.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.